Asher Koch, good morning all. So we are talking about some of the halachas as they pertain to the holiday of Sukkot. So we noted that on the first night of Sukkot, that there are very few leniencies that one can rely on to not eat in the Sukkot. And so one should do whatever they can to eat at least a little bit. Make Kiddush, have a little bit of bread in the Sukkot, even if it's pouring rain. That would be the priority. Every other day of Sukkot, however, if there are some sort of painful elements of sitting in the sukkah, like it's raining or there's a swarm of bees or something like that. So there are many reasons to be lenient. And there are basically two general rules when it comes to dwelling in the sukkah throughout the rest of the holiday. On the one hand, when it comes to eating, even something that we consider more of like a temporary eating, like having a piece of candy or a fruit, technically does not need to be eaten in the sukkah, but nonetheless, it's nice to do that in the sukkah. When it comes to sleeping, interestingly, even though many people are lenient not to worry about sleeping in the sukkah, even the full night sleep, technically even a temporary nap or whatever should be taken in the sukkah. And so it behooves us to spend just a moment speaking about sleeping in the sukkah in general. So many people, like we said, are pretty lenient and do not sleep in the sukkah nowadays. It probably goes back to the fact that where Jews have been living for the last couple of thousand years or so have been not necessarily ideal environments for sleeping in the sukkah, either incredibly hot or incredibly cold or something of the like. But nonetheless, it is in a halacha and one that should do their best to follow it. There are, however, many leniencies to rely on to not sleep in the sukkah. For example, if there is a single element that is not able to be fulfilled while dwelling in the sukkah, there is a famous leniency that is given for someone who is married, and perhaps it's not appropriate to be with their wife in the sukkah. So therefore, some say a married person maybe should not be dwelling in the sukkah, but should not be sleeping in the sukkah, rather. But there are those who certainly argue on that, because that would sort of exclude a major population of the world. There is an interesting leniency that Chabad Hasidim have, and that is that the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to say that he was not able to sleep in the sukkah because it was so such a holy area, and it was such a mitzvah to be there, that he basically would not be able to sleep if he would try to sleep in the sukkah, and so therefore he would not sleep. And all the Chabad Hasidim, following their Rebbe loyally, do not sleep in the sukkah as well. It's an interesting opinion, certainly not something that we generally rely on, but at the end of the day, one should do their best to sleep in the sukkah if possible. But if not, there certainly are leniencies to rely on if one is unable to. We'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani.